Wise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
Do you ever wonder why mosquitoes are drawn to you and not other people? Like, if you're out somewhere and you keep getting bit and nobody else is?
I used to think it was the diabetes.
That makes you tastier?
Yeah, I really. It's like, I know what I eat, God, if I was a bug, I'd bite me too.
Yeah, this is very interesting because I don't really get bit that much anymore.
Really?
So what's going on that they don't want this blood?
Too hard to get through.
Is that what it is?
Or? Steak blood.
I didn't mean like an erection. I meant like.
But are my legs like waffle? My legs like Waffle House steaks? Where you just no offense.
No,
I'm a 2-egg breakfast kind of guy. Add that sausage to two planks bacon.
You have thick blood. They can't get into it. So
no offense, but I mean, Chop House ain't serving eggs.
Like I don't.
No.
I don't know why they don't want this blood
Maybe
no
it's
more.
What you put on your skin, not your blood.
Well, it's just Old Spice swagger,
stuff
to be
that
honest
you
with
you. Sniff all the time. Okay, so.
Yeah, you, I'm going to call you freaking.
I'd like you to watch your mouth.
We'll call you Ugga today because you bulldogging me for the past 2 hours.
Oh, damn.
It's like
are you
a war.
British because you bulldogging me.
I'm going to call you David Boy.
I'm sorry.
You're going at me.
No, I'm not.
There you are.
I take back everything that I said and laughed afterwards because I must be evil today and I apologize. But the reason
we're seeing the Trixie side today.
I already know what kind of haircut she's going to get now. She's talking about getting the haircut. Yes. She's going to get the one where you shave the side of the head and you let it all fall to the other side.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
Because people will make stereotypes about you.
Women will try to date you if you have that haircut.
Really?
Yeah, they will.
All right, then.
Half
I'll
your
take
head
your
shaved.
Advice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is
get a
why.
Pixie.
A pixie?
Yeah,
you'll start taking pictures of you squatting in front of your car.
You got a Bob attitude today. I'll tell you that.
Get a Bob.
But what happened? Did you take a dump beside Tara in the bathroom and y'all just started talking like, and like, I'm going to take
Tara,
over
Tara, give
there.
Me some advice on how I can be a total bitch today.
Good Lord.
God almighty.
I didn't say that.
That's tomorrow.
Oh.
Sorry, Bad Boy.
Y'all wild today.
After you answered the question, did you have some lettuce last night as well? Did she then?
No, I can't laugh at that.
Did you get that lettuce?
I was tweeted the other night first time in a long time. I was going to say, man, I am tore up right now, and I haven't eaten lettuce.
God bless one of my besties has the lettuce diarrhea.
Damn.
Oh, shout out to Abbott Farms. Is that who did it?
She's been sick for a while. If she's listening, I'm not making fun of you, girl. I'm sorry.
You got the doo-doo lettuce, girl.
Yeah.
Well,
she says, don't eat the lettuce.
Let us keep her in our thoughts today.
Yes, please.
Lettuce.
All right, so the new study out there. They wanted to know why some people are bit and others aren't.
Right. Yeah.
So they found that different mosquito species prefer different people, which means being irresistible to one type.
Discrimination everywhere, guys.
Doesn't mean every little mosquito out there is lining up to bite you.
What about the ones that got malaria?
Were there racist vampires?
Oh, yeah, you know they
were.
You
think so?
Yeah.
Wow, that's sad. Actually good, actually, I guess.
And apparently.
You think vampire Brooklyn bit any peckerwoods? I don't think so.
Probably. Mosquitoes are most attracted to our skin bacteria and the chemicals we naturally release.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't have, if you bathe
Mosquitoes don't like bacon, so that's another reason to get Fat Boy's beard oil.
Oh, you should go to jeremyellenberg.com. Jeremyellenberg.com. URG. Do you think the mosquitoes mess with the other mosquitoes and they're like, look, we know this is your first day of being a mosquito.
Yeah.
And you really want to eat, but there's only one place you can eat from, and that's you got to fly up the cheeks.
Like,
buddy.
Dude, this is my territory. His leg. You go on the other thigh.
Like, the leg's spoken for. You got to.
Oh, not the Hershey Highway.
No, you got to. You got to go up to the crack.
That's my mosquito sound.
And then he goes up there and he gets a whole mouthful of crack blood, and they're like, you dummy.
Yeah, I told you.
You could have ate on the leg with us, but you went up as crack to eat.
You thought you were better than us. You wanted to go up on the high rise, didn't you? You want to go in there, you introvert?
Guess what, buddy? That wasn't a strawberry you were eating.
I don't know, but I go out.
What a real plum, you moron.
Try to work in my little patio and get my flowers, and they love me. Like, they're biting me like crazy. So I have to put bug spray on.
Right.
But hey,
Do you think the one mosquito is like, are you sure you're on the boob? Because I'm on the boob and I don't see you anywhere.
It's like being on the dark side of the moon.
You sure you're up here?
Seriously though, is there such thing as skeeter AIDS? Like if a mosquito bit somebody who had AIDS, did they get AIDS?
Malaria or whatever. They spread disease.
Especially the ones from the West Nile.
Dude, I was going to ask Brian if any of his hep C's were sexually transmitted, and if he they messed it up with his girlfriend or whatever, wife or whatever.
No, or got boyfriend. We don't
know. Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I got a feeling I know how he'd answer that one.
Yeah, he'd hang up at that point.
From needles, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's how mm-hmm. that boy's friend had it.
Yeah.
Nah, that was straight up drinking. It was a buddy.
I thought you said one that had it with the dirty needle. Look, I just pulled it here.
Oh, you're talking about my cousin, yeah, from prison tattoos and like, needles. Yeah.
I can see that.
The buddy's dad, the cirrhosis, was heavy alcohol. And he got on my ass so bad one time because.
Nice.
I made him a drink.
Ask your permission first.
That's not funny.
I made him a drink, and it was just, I gave him a glass of Coke. You know, I didn't know that he was mixing 80% Seagram's with it.
Oh, good God.
So he tasted it and he said, don't you ever do this again. Like, it's the most serious I've ever seen him because he was a jovial guy.
Dang.
It didn't have any liquor in it because my dumb ass thought he was just drinking Coke.
Wow.
My stupid young ass should have known, hey, he's an alcoholic.
And you're at what age at this?
This is probably 11, 12 years old.
Yeah, you're not supposed to serve them. They can get up and do their own.
I thought I was being nice. I was being a dumbass kid because I forgot the liquor.
Did you sit there? He sat there and shook up the bottle like he's mixing a drink as a bartender. And then,
they
want some Mentos in here too, sir?
I would have beat my ass too. He didn't, but I would have.
All right.
Stupid ass me.
I'm sororry.
This study found 119 adults with three mosquito species and discovered that these different mosquitoes like people differently. So one person is going to be attracting another. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you.
Mean you have stinky blood.
They mess with each other.
Mosquitoes cannot carry HIV. It only infects human cells. It cannot live or grow inside of a insect.
So if a mosquito flies to a bathhouse, he's good to go. He's not going to catch anything.
Yeah, like he can drink all the blood.
Yeah, because it's a sexually transmitted disease.
So the mosquitoes are undetectable like the guys we see in the commercial.
Yeah, like the other mosquitoes, like if they did get the AIDS, they wouldn't have to like tell their mosquito partner.
They wouldn't have to.
They had it.
Because they're undetectable.
Okay, so it says vampires frequently exhibited speciesism, not viewing all humans as cattle or food, regardless of the race.
What's the garlic deal?
They use the analogy here, which is very interesting, of like chicken, like white meat, dark meat.
The deterrent.
Oh, okay.
They're saying it was a preference. Look at this. This is a fictional thing we're talking about here. And they're sitting here, AI-generated Google AI mode, telling me that some of them were racist, the vampires.
Who do we talk to that was related to Vlad the Impaler, or did he say he was?
That was the guy who drove a Chevy Impaler.
That's what it was.
Did we write in that
Impaler? He was the Impaler.
If I impaled me through the roof when he hit the switches on that thing.
So what were you guys up to?
You made your dick a little, that's for sure.
Yes.
What's up, Chopper?
What's up, Chopper?
You still got that Impala?
That's a nice
Chopper time. Tattooed my daughter one time.
Is he still tattooing?
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Freaking Chopper.
Phenomenal.
He was our Santa Claus for a couple years.
Yeah, he was. Great.
Chopper Claus.
Come say hello.
Yeah. Hey, say goodbye and what this is.
Goodbye. And this is the Rise Guys headlines.
It was. All right. Good morning.
Bye.
First and other funny, the crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
The best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Thank you. Thank you so much. One of my clips, I'm now realizing I'm kind of aggravated with it because I like to share.
Thank you.
Thank you more. What was her name?
Mary Beth.
Thank you, Mary Beth. because I like to share them, but now I just saw people under 18 can't see this content.
Oh, why not?
I guess because the language.
Well, that sucks. You know what? This is for that clip. What's it at?
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
Damn right. Nice.
And that's for you for being under 18. For A, not being old enough to watch it, and B, not knowing how to trick the filter.
And for B,
thought you kids were hackers. Disappointed.
Okay.
Go to school. Should be there already, to be honest with you. First bell's about to ring.
Now, Fat Boy, something I need you to verify with. Can we smoke in the bandit real quick?
Yeah, let me
seems
just
so unprofessional.
On
my part. We okay. Good then. All right. He was talking in code with me.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to ruin it for everybody, or for Paige especially.
I know. I
guess you don't know.
He hears us talking about it, so we're talking in code, and I'm like, wait a minute. So in a moment, here's a fun little tease for it, Mark, if you're listening. Why did Fatboy write down the code word as elephant for one of my clips when I was very confused just now as which clip did I have an elephant on?
Yeah, because I don't have so much room in the little box here to type out the descript.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself.
I got to use little woods.
Tiny box.
The small woods.
Here's this first clip. You know, danger is something you shouldn't mess with. Although, if it does get us some good audio, then, you know, at your own discretion. For instance, if you wanted to share it with Fatboy, you would tag him at Fatboy933.
And if you wanted to share it with Mattman, you'd be O Matthew, O H M A F F E W, because that's what Diddy used to call him.
Thank you.
Matthew.
With the advent of the internet, especially with cell phones, people will do dangerous things just to get some crazy videos sometimes. For instance, if you saw a tornado, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to go get in a bunker, put your head between your legs. No, not this person.
Okay. Now, isn't that neat? Look, there's a tornado finna sweep down and blow everything to hell. And I'm right here to see it firsthand, and hopefully I don't get to blow into hell either, and then my shirt's coming up, my titties are flapping, you never know with 100-plus-mile winds. Woo!
Well, she's ready for it. Flapping,
her,
she said.
Her whatties?
Well, oh, you want to hear it again? Is well,
I like
that.
I like whatties.
Whatties.
That's a good thing to call it.
Yeah.
Do you want it again?
Oh, I don't know. I just saw Paige's face.
Yeah,
it's so
she,
fun to see.
Now she'll ask for it 3 and 4 times, but...
Oh, she's like, Jay Uza. That's really bad.
Just me, Uz. You know what? Let's keep on that same word, if you will.
Okay.
This is something to remember, ladies. Men can do it, too. It's all about good posture.
I have awful posture.
Well, I do, too. Especially when I'm on the toilet. I'm almost
going to get posterized.
I'm almost going to slide off it. But this woman here has got a little song you can remember if you you know, want to make yourself look presentable. Mm. You know, put poke your chest out.
Yeah,
she says it in different words, but you know, you still get the message.
Lift them titties up and suck your gut in. Lift them titties up and suck your gut in. Lift them titties up and suck your gut in. Stick out your butt. Stick out your butt.
Oh.
Stick out your butt.
Mm.
Stick out your butt. Work. 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 Play my song.
Is that Flava Flav?
Well, it's his sister, actually.
Oh.
They look just alike. You know, she's older.
Yeah.
She's
working the counter at Red Lobster now.
She's a little larger than Flav.
I like
Flav's
the
kept
dance.
His shape in you know, these years. She, this lady, is not.
Why doesn't he have some kind of like a monthly box subscription where it's the flavor of the month? I mean, come on, Flavor. Maybe it's a different alarm clock each month that Flav sends.
Was he the last interview that hung up on us?
Yeah.
Because we asked him about something, bam, or somebody said from Jackass?
Man.
One of the Jackass.
When you haven't asked me, and you're the one who archives all this stuff, then I definitely don't know. It's gone.
Who's going to remember it then?
He said, I don't do that blank stuff, but he used an F word that, you know, not a 4-letter F word.
Yes. He says,
3-letter one.
I don't do, it was like he, you know, if you didn't celebrate Flag Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't do any of that stuff.
That's right. It was about flags. He's like, I don't do that flag stuff. I'm like, okay. And he hung up on it.
Yes. So, yeah, literally hung up on us. Live radio.
Didn't even get a, yeah, boy.
No.
Just hung up.
Wow.
And then J.J. Walker wouldn't say dynamite.
He would not.
No.
He wouldn't say money either.
What's the point?
Code word elephant. I was like, what are you talking about, elephant, Fat Boy? This one right here is not a new clip, but it's one that was in the old system. and we lost it to some hackers. They took it, but guess what? Because of the beauty of the internet and P1, and I don't know if it's Philip or Felipe, but thank you so much for tagging me in this and helping us find it again. The elephant clip, everyone.
On Chef was Constance Landry. She says she's lived here her entire life, almost 80 years, been through just about everything.
I know 80 years old.
Well, just about. I'm sorry, Miss Constance. 76 to be exact.
No, 75.
75. Are you coming back to New Orleans and New Orleans East?
Is the elephant heavy? I'm coming back, baby.
Oh, I gotta get that last part just to drop.
No!
I'm coming back, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, God.
What is Bruce Jenner coming back? Yeah, baby. I'm coming back.
We gotta get Kyle Dunnigan just to do that part.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. So she's not 80. She's not even 79. She's 75, baby.
I'm coming back, baby.
Is the elephant heavy, baby? I'm coming back, baby.
God. You know,
That's the elephant.
We used to have a ton of liquid ass in the office. Because the guys that created it were fans of the show.
And former Bob Jones students.
That's right. So the stuff is still popular. This is a clip where it's a drawn-out conversation. Nana is on oxygen. She gets in the car.
No.
She gets in the back seat. Then you'll hear the build-up, little casual conversation. Then you'll hear her reaction when they drop the spray. Now, I'm going to apologize for some of the words she's going to say.
Oh, God, if you're apologizing ahead of time.
My God. They're sitting there looking in a store or something. I'm going to shoot them.
No, we didn't stop and look.
Because it was cold out here, huh, Josh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now that wind. I can't believe how much is blow here this time. You know what?
It's not that windy.
Well, it is when you're freezing.
Here it comes.
Phew. What the hell? God almighty. Damn. Deanna. Did you f***ing your britches? Oh my God. Son of a bitch.
Why do you think it's me?
Well, that's all you've been doing lately, Martin. It wasn't Josh. We just got in here. Son of a bitch.
I loved everything about that. I love the way she said farting. I love the way that when someone like from the South says that, it's never SUPs, it's britches for sure. Did you blank your britches?
She said it wasn't done. We just got in here.
I have never heard my mom or my grandmother swear like that, but I would have loved
it. You know what? Me neither. Like, honestly, like, that's... I never got to hear it. Now, my friends, one of them's mom, I mean, she was like... like, one of the boys as far as the way she would talk. You know, it was great. I'd love to shout her out right now, but her son would get very mad.
Come on, son.
She's great. All right, I'll do one more and then we'll break. I will tell you, right? Is that cool?
Yeah, I was just going to guess the son, but I don't want to guess the son in case, you know. Okay, I didn't know if his name rhymed with Teddy Westmoreland.
No, that's great, though. You know what? That's.
I wonder if Eddie's related to Kyle.
I don't know. That did you realize you just... Are you talking like Limp Bizkit guitar?
Yeah,
okay, Westmoreland. That was great. That was double entendre.
Oh.
Tony Bratton, who knows that name?
She's saying
Braxton. Tony Bratton is a QVC host, and before anyone says anything, this is the clip that I've gotten tagged in the most since we've started doing
one.
Best Damn Audio.
Oops. Yep.
So I should give credit to the first person that I won't say tagged me in it, but sent it to me, and that's Mrs. X.
She was
the first one to maybe get this virality going.
I wish you could say her real birth name, but I understand why you won't.
Well, listen, I can't pronounce it. It starts with an X, so you can imagine.
That's all Nutty tagged me in this one, too.
Did you get tagged? Dude, yeah. This is the most over one, so you've probably seen it, but let's all revisit this. Just talking about a wig.
I love to show the texture and this wave pattern. Again, it looks like you went and got a job at your blowout at your salon. Oh my God. And it looks beautiful.
All right, so here's what's happening today. We're having a huge beauty sale. Everything ships to you for free, but that goes away at the end of the day. I will remind you that this is a one-time only price where the price goes up at the end of the show.
You know what the beauty of the video is? The lady,
she stops.
Yeah, she never turns around. No. But you know she's laughing.
She's just sitting there. And that's the problem, too. It's like, and she's not heavy or big or anything.
No,
like,
petite as hell.
That time, my dad was one of the three wise men during the church cantata, during the manger scene. And he went to stand up, and his leg was asleep. So he stumbled into the other wise man. And they kind of all three went over down on the one knee again. And my dad is trying to, you know, compose himself, but he's bigger guy, so he's laughing, so his shoulders are bouncing in the back. And people thought he was choking or something, but it was so
what if they would have landed on baby Jesus in the menander?
That'd be bad in the menander.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, let's say the famous people born today on August the 13th. Happy birthday. Or
suck it.
Ooh.
Listen up. If you want to have a kid and you want them to be famous, time it where they're born today, because there ain't many.
Oh.
Today's a good day.
Nah. Also, stay in the same hotel room with them. Don't let them go down the hall with someone else.
Yeah.
I am curious to see who wins the local contest on another station that having a baby. On Labor Day.
What station? Here?
Yeah.
Which one?
FDC.
Well, if you have a baby on Labor Day, what do you win?
I think it's what it is, right? I think you win child support for life.
We do Torture Tuesday from the hospital room.
Oh, God, that would be good.
Cato is going to dress as a stork and bring the baby in.
You do it, too. It is the birthday of Bucky himself.
Bucky did?
No, not Bucky Dent. Talking about the Winter Soldier, Bucky.
Oh.
Who also played Tommy Lee in the TV series about the tape.
Oh.
He's done some other stuff,
I'd like the initials, please.
S-S. Two S's. Can you handle two S's at once?
Steven Seagal. That's all I know.
I wish.
Could you imagine?
God dang, I wish.
I can't think of his name.
The Winter Soldier. Sebastian Stan.
Oh,
I Bucky. Guess that one.
I'm sorry.
You know him if you saw his face.
I just couldn't think of the name. By the way, someone did correct you yesterday when there is a Melodron, not a Mandalorian. There's another one called Malodron or something.
Really?
He said we both were right, but there is a whole different one called Maladoran or something. I'm obviously mispronouncing it, but
I don't know about the Maladron.
It's freaking crazy, all the different amounts.
Just study your Disney.
Oh, there was a different Hutt who had a landscaping company. Blowjob of the Hutt. Do you remember that?
Nah.
He'd blow your leaves everywhere.
Yeah,
he was a big blower.
He was. I forgot about that one. You knew it as soon as I mentioned it, too.
Saying that's making my baba wet.
you knew what the joke was going to be.
Oh, Lord. What did you...
Steven Seagal.
No, we're guessing a Sebastian Stan.
Bucky.
Who sounds like Bucky. He would be someone under the sea. Let's go 46.
46 it is.
Oh, he's 44.
No. 44 now.
Years old today. Damn. Oh, that ended just in time to play this right here.
D-Von.
Nope.
Bubba Ray.
Nope.
Spike!
Spike Dudley's birthday.
Spike Dudley.
Who was a former teacher.
Yes, former guest of the show. Although, not that great of an interview. He's just not very, not braggadocious, but just...
Still took the hardest bump I've ever seen on Raw.
Braggadocious.
Paige, you went through the table with the back of his head.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Missed the table. Actually hit the table, then hit the floor.
And he lived?
He hit the table.
He's still with us.
Okay.
He's still with us, yes.
Still wearing his glasses. Just
well,
like
that's good, so we can see.
Do you remember as far as the... You know what? Let me tell you something where there's some money that they're missing right now, WWE. Paul, I hope you're listening.
What is it?
They should do another bloodline, but it's the Dudley's bloodline. Dude, come on, man.
Well, wait till we get the Steiner dynasty.
Well,
I'm waiting on that one.
But they won't use the Steiner name. That's where they screw that part up.
God, they
really did. They acknowledge, hey, that's freaking Rick Steiner's son, but his last name's Breaker.
Dogface Gremlin is taken. What if he's dog-style Gremlin?
Oh.
Could that work?
They do sequels. What if he's Dogface Gremlins too? Don't get him wet after midnight. He gets really mad. Let's see. Spike Dudley, I'm going to say, is 54 or 5. I'm going to 55.
56.
Spikel Dudley is 56 years old.
Look at Paige. Paige, you Mark.
Saying she's not a Mark, but she is. You want to guess Danny Bone and Deuce's birthday?
You know
why.
Is
it a big one?
It is not a big one.
He must be 70.
68.
What?
I mean, okay, I'll say, what did you say? 67.
He is 67 years old. Did you hear how that played out?
Is it a big one? No.
No.
Okay, is he 70?
70.
Well, then I figured that you would say.
Paige, you bastard. And we agreed you can call a female a bastard.
You can. Yeah, because they want equal rights.
And you're just
I thought he was 72, so I cheated.
Does it piss you off if someone calls you a son of a bitch?
Get you a drink.
No.
But like if they said you daughter of a bitch, that's too
that
wordy,
would
right?
That piss me off, because that's...
That's directly against your mother.
Yeah.
But they're also misgendering you by calling you a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's a...
Either way, if you're an orphan, you should really be offended.
Well, orphan I am of a an bitch. Orphan now.
Not well, a happy heavenly, but Mickey Mantle did die on today, 31 years ago.
Ah, Mickey Charles.
Happy Alfred Hitchcock, though, it is his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been 127.
Thumbs up.
I'm not celebrating this, but I'm just telling you, Fidel Castro would have turned 100 today.
Well, it's okay.
That oppressor.
Remember, we have a listener named Fidel.
We do. Trucker, right?
I don't remember what he did for a living, but he went from Mexico to California to like...
Montana, that's right.
And then back here.
Don Ho would have been 96 years old.
Oh, no. You know, Paige, he had a train.
He
and
did.
The conductor was a guy by the name of the Godfather, Charles Wright.
A.K.A. Comma, A.K.A. Papa Shango.
Mustafa.
Tiny bubble.
Don Ho. Where are my hoes at? Well, he's dead, they said. Oh, he's gone.
God bless. He's
yeah.
God, Papa
heaven.
Shango. Charles, if you will. I call him Charles.
Right. There was the other. I'm sorry. I was trying to think of the other gimmick he had.
Yeah, Kama was the first one.
Kamala. I mean, no, Kama.
The boxer.
Kamala Mustafa. Could you imagine?
God.
But there was the one where he had a flat top and his hair was shaved on the sides.
That was the Kama gimmick. Where he was the boxer?
Okay. That's the same one.
That's his first Raw gimmick.
Here we go. That's right. And the Papa Shango.
Papa Shango. Then the Ho Train.
Ho.
In what other job, Paige, could you pretend to be a gigolo, or not a gigolo, but a pimp, literal pimp,
yep.
A member of the Black Panthers?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that one.
A
voodoo spell
yeah,
guy,
like
I guess.
A witch doctor
voodoo
type of
priestess.
Guy? Yes.
Yep.
All that into one.
And then a boxer.
Does he work at a radio station?
No.
Oh.
You thought I was describing Skullman.
Dude, look, hell of a career, Hall of Fame career, but it's interesting that he had three real, I mean, Mick's really the only one that comes to mind when you think of three gimmicks that worked. But Papa Shango, I mean, Kama, you can't really argue.
Maybe it was a name starting like out. Papa Shango, that's pretty badass.
It was.
It sounds like a weed strain.
Like, yeah, dude.
Hey, man, it's just Papa Shango, man. Good.
But you're Mick Papa had Shango. Mick, Cactus, and Dude Love.
Yeah.
Oh, Dude Love?
He just walked down the tie-dye shirt page and did the butterfly dance.
I love it.
Yeah, but Mankind, too.
Yeah.
The Bugs
Rock and Sock Connection. Left? First empty arena match, Rock and Mankind. You knew that.
Did you know that?
No.
I tell you what I was stupid when I was a kid. They had a lights out match, and I literally thought that they would turn the lights out
in
the arena,
dark,
which would
around?
Make no sense. Yeah, but it just means that the referee won't see anything if anything happens. So just call a blindfolded referee match or some bullshit like that.
Yeah,
sorry. Thanks
tough.
For listening. Have a blessed day. Tomorrow, FOF line. Is there time?
Nope.
FOF line tomorrow. God bless America. Wash your hands. Thank you.
I have something to say.
One number does it all at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.